Blackstone Audio presents Venus by Ben Bova. Heaven says nothing, and the whole earth grows rich beneath its silent rule. Men, too, are touched by heaven's virtue, yet in their greater part they are creatures of deceit. They are born, it seems, with an emptiness of soul, and must take their qualities wholly from things without. To be born thus empty into this modern age, this mixture of good and ill, and yet to steer through life on an honest course to the splendors of success, this is a feat reserved for paragons of our kind, a task beyond the nature of the normal man. Ihara Saikaku. Hell Crater. I was late, and I knew it. The trouble is you can't run on the moon. The shuttle from the Nueva Venezuela space station had been delayed, some minor problem with the baggage being transferred from Earthside. So now I was hurrying along the underground corridor from the landing pad all alone. The party had started more than an hour ago. They had warned me not to try to run, even with the weighted boots that I had rented at the landing port. But like a fool, I tried to anyway and sort of hip-hopped crazily and bumped into the corridor wall, scraping my nose rather painfully. After that, I shuffled along in the manner that the tourist guide video had shown. It felt stupid, but bouncing off the walls was worse. Not that I really wanted to go to my father's inane party, or be on the moon at all. None of this was my idea. Two big human-form robots guarded the door at the end of the corridor, and I mean big. 2 meters tall and almost as wide across the torso. The gleaming metal door was sealed shut, of course.